Babe, I've been thinking, can we have a threesome?
You've been watching too much porn.
No, but your girlfriend Heather was checking us out.
Oh, why would I want to have a threesome with Heather? How about your coworker Eric?
Eric, fuck that!
You expect me to watch you and another woman?
You hooked up with Michelle in college.
She was my sorority sister. If you want me and a girl, then you have to give me you and a guy.
If I see you with another man, it's a wrap.
You're being a selfish asshole.
You're damn right. Ain't no other man fucking you in front of me.
Here, have Heather's number. I'm going to go find her.
Mr. Direct's Real Talk is a free conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects. Listener discretion is advised. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know what time of day it is. You know where we're at. You know what we're doing. I'm going to turn everyone's microphone up because I like to get into my groove and forget your microphones off. And they've been saying some funny shit behind the scenes. They've been saying R. Kelly should have wrote a song for OJ. Okay? Bill Cosby is not getting his wrinkly old ass raped in jail, but he's been given the option of grape or peanut butter. Isn't it grape or jelly?
It's grape or jelly. Wait, that's the same thing.
How about pudding?
Pudding? Yep. By the way, you can pull that over to you. It doesn't have to stay there. There you go. I don't want you to strain the microphone over there. But we are having so much fun. What you see right there is your man, Mr. Direct, doing what he does best, giving you that real talk. It's just, I'm here doing what I do. Enjoying myself. I've had a crazy week. A lot of shit's going on. I had to help my friend move the other day.
Oh, shit.
And let me tell you something. Like, you don't like the move, but you damn sure don't like to help other people move. Towards the end of the move, I started grabbing the lightest shit there was. He's looking at me and he goes, hey, don't strain yourself picking up that doll. This shit is heavy as fuck. And we moved from a condo that had an elevator. So it got when we first got there, I literally would like climb the steps. I'm getting my exercise.
Yeah, working on calf
muscles. Not this time. Fuck that. My ass was in the elevator every time I had to go up and down unless I filled the elevator. Unless I filled it. I got snot going from what the hell? What?
Yeah, you got some rich friends because my friends, we still taking the steps.
Listen, man, he moved to a house when he had an elevator. Big ups to the dude that I helped move. I want you to know it's not that I don't appreciate you, but fuck you. That was a lot of shit. He's a hoarder. I don't care if he's watching now. This motherfucker's a hoarder. This motherfucker saved shit from when he was fucking 3 years old. Like, why do you got this shit? See, when I was 3 years old, I slipped and bust my ass, and that's the Band-Aid to heal.
That's it, yeah.
This is memories.
I question your relationship. I mean, who's moving people these days?
Yo, that's listen.
Wait,
I'm
going to
be honest with you.
Is he going to help you move?
Yeah.
Nope. What kind of question is that? Shut up.
He better help you move.
I'm busy. I'm sorry.
What kind of question is that? You're not asking the right questions. I'm just saying. You're really not asking the right questions. But hopefully you do. Ladies and gentlemen, the lady that you hear hanging over there, her name is Grisel Cabrera.
Yes.
I said it the right way.
That's it.
And
Grisel
she
Cabrera.
Is tonight. The co-host of the show.
Yes.
She is the co-host of the show tonight. Yes. So make sure you guys give her the respect as the co-host as she is. That means tell her to fuck off as many times as you want.
Comes with the territory.
That's
right?
What we do.
Yep.
Grisel,
tell me to fuck off.
Grisel, what's going on with you?
Shit, there's so much going on. I'm here. I'm the co-host of the Mr. Direct Real Talk show that's going on.
The adult conversation.
Yeah. I just came back from Dallas.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah. It was cool. It was shit. It was the shit. Yeah. It was the first time me going out there doing some comedy, so that was lit.
Nice.
So all good stuff going on, and now I'm here drinking a beer. All good stuff.
That's
ready
good
for
shit.
Some real talk.
And, I mean, we got to introduce the other dude who's like the co-host, co-host.
Yeah.
He's like the co-host. This dude left over. He left. And then came back with a bottle of Remy. He wasn't going to offer shit to nobody. Talking about, this is my bottle. No, hold on for a second. Put that shit up right there. Put it up. There you go. Let's get a screenshot of this motherfucker right here. This is Harry Yo, comedian Harry Yo. What's going on, Harry?
All right, now, what's going on? Happy to be here.
Good to have you. Good to have you, man. You cracking jokes already. I appreciate that. You in a good mood. But then you got the shirt on that says, my God versus my enemies. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. I shouldn't be doing one without it, right? Yeah, it definitely is. You know what? But, you know, it's still a nice shirt. It's good fabric. You know, it's good stitching.
That's good shit, dude.
Look, God said, let there be wine. You know, then he thinks.
And, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are not aware, right now we have what's called a shadow mic. Shadow mic are two people that decided to join us today. I'm going to introduce them before we introduce because we got two studios running tonight. We got Studio A and Studio B.
Nice.
So before we get to Studio B, I want to introduce the people on the shadow mic. The gentleman down here, all the way at the end. What's your name, sir?
Standing John.
Standing John. I like that. There you go. Standing good John. Name. Good name. And we got Nurse Debbie on the corner.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. Debbie, how you doing? For those of you that don't know, Debbie is actually the girlfriend of New Jersey Weed Man.
New Jersey Weed Man.
Nice.
Give her a round of applause.
Do your thing.
Standing ovation for that woman.
She held my man down for what? 470 days?
447 days.
Held
nice.
Down.
Nice.
She was his advocate. She made sure that all his interviews and everything happened on time while he was locked up, and he beat the case by himself. He beat the case. He beat New Jersey.
Wow.
And he was on this show, The Black Experience. We be doing damage in here, ladies and gentlemen. We be doing damage in here.
Wow, New Jersey Weed Man.
I like the New Jersey Weed Man.
Okay, Griselle, you're in the wrong spot. We got to get you out of here. So you wasn't supposed to say that loud. Not on air. You wasn't supposed to say that shit on it. She's like, I didn't know. It was just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
He's out?
Well, yeah, he's out.
And we're happy about it. There you go.
It's all right. His story. No, his story is a great story. And he'll be on one of the shows again. I actually promote a 420 every third Wednesday. We do a show with him.
Okay.
So that's an open mic. Come down, tell some jokes. You might want to go down there, or it's an open mic. I don't know if you want to be down there with a bunch of weed heads.
Right.
Everybody in there smoking
well,
weed.
Well, fuck. If New Jersey Weed Man is going to be there, I'm fucking going to be there. I need to meet the celebrity.
Right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to those of you who are not in the know, over here, what we have. I screwed it up, but I don't care. What we're going to do right here real quick, because I got to make sure I do it the right way. Why do I always screw these things up? Can you guys just tell me I'm an idiot? I'm okay if you tell me I'm an idiot.
Fucking idiot.
In the studio, so you guys can see what we got going on, we have in Studio A, we have comedian Muffy.
Hey, hello.
Welcome.
And comedian Joel Charles.
What's going on, good people?
What's going on, bro?
I know that guy.
He looked familiar.
What's up, brother?
He must be the man.
It's the blazer.
It must be. I think it is the blazer.
It's the blazer.
Yeah, my mom picked it out for me. Yeah. It looks good.
His mama laid it out.
What
was just like, you're
going
to be nice
today.
What
we have going on over here is, how are you guys doing over there in Studio B?
Oh, we're doing great, man. It's great over here.
You guys have this great, absolutely great waterfall going on in back of you.
Yeah, it's beautiful,
Charles,
man.
I want you to tell people a little bit about yourself before we get started.
Oh, my name is Joel Charles. I'm a comedian. I'm also Haitian. So, you know, my shithole country is very proud of me.
Shots fired.
I'm doing fantastic. Oh, also, follow me on Instagram, JoelTheKing135, if I ever don't, you know, if I don't remember to say that.
And you've been on the show before.
Yes, I have. Yes. Had a great time before. Yeah. Shout out to all the people. I love you guys.
There you go. And as well, who we have on the show, comedian Muffy herself.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Director. I'm happy to be here. I am comedian Muffy. I do blue comedy in the clubs. I performed last week in Newark at QXT, and I am a comedian who performs in U.S. prisons and jails.
I am the only white woman trying to go to jail.
I perform clean comedy in the prisons, and in July, on July 11th, I'm going to Florida to perform at a federal prison. I have a GoFundMe. I'd love your viewers to check it out, possibly fund me, because I'm going July 11th. Perform for 100 men and women who are incarcerated. I'm really super excited about it.
It's a co-ed prison?
That's what I was
about. I love that co-ed prison.
No, it's not co-ed, but I'm gonna reach both of the audiences. And last December, I performed in Iowa for 600 incarcerated
Have you
women.
Noticed that the brooms...
Wow.
Have you noticed that the broom handles are missing? There's no broom handles around.
Exactly.
Yeah. Broom handles.
What do you mean?
She looked up the definition after the show.
No, I didn't look it up. What does it mean?
No. I'll explain that to you tonight when we get home.
Yes. More than one way.
Sir, thank you very much.
That is my pleasure.
About the broom handles.
I don't know about the broom handles.
You don't know about the broom handles.
But she stayed going to the prisons.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I think when we get home, we'll start with bed knobs and broomsticks. How's that?
He into some kinky shit.
And it is real.
That's some real kinky shit right there.
There's a level of comfort between those two that is extremely refreshing.
Yes.
And let's be honest.
Let's be honest. We have to give it up for the guy that actually referenced bed knobs and broomsticks. Yes.
Very white of me, I know.
No, because I appreciate that, because that was one of my goddamn favorite movies. Do you know they try to say bed knobs and broomsticks, but they try to say that Mary Poppins was racist?
What?
Really?
Because of the black face with the guy that does the chimney sweep.
Oh. Yeah.
He sweeps chimneys. He's going to have a black face, you jackass. What are you going to do? Go back and edit his face so it's no longer black? That's what you look like when you're dusting dull shit off. God, these people, let it go.
His name, by the way, was Dick Van Little.
Dick Van, oh. He definitely was a white guy. Dick, there you go.
Yeah, we can't say Dyke, sorry. We are not able to say Dyke on air. It is against FCC rules to say Dyke on air.
That's crazy, because that's actually his last name.
Is that true?
No, I'm just fucking kidding.
I was about to say, like, wait, that is his last name.
We're talking about broomsticks in the ass.
We can't talk about Dick Tracy.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
They used to bleep out the word dick when they did, when they used to do the reality shows.
Yeah.
If you said dick or ass, they used to bleep it out. But they've always let the word bitch because they figured it's part of it.
Mm.
But now people say openly dick.
Yeah.
They openly say dick after like 9 o'clock. Who cares?
It's more than just that. You ever listen to radio stations? They can say anything they want now.
Really? Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't even sound like it's explicit more.
They can't say fuck.
Yeah.
They can't say fuck.
Okay, the F word.
They do say bitch.
Yeah.
They say bitch like
they say they say ass.
They say bitch like hey, what up?
They say ass. Yeah.
Yeah, they just hit out the hard ones. The ones where you got to make a face when you say like look at me. Fuck. Like you see my face change when you say fuck. Like your face don't really change when you say ass.
You're putting some stink on it when you say fuck.
Yeah, but you can never say, look, fuck. Like, it's already that it looks like I just mean it.
There's no reflection on it.
Yeah, no, look at the face. Look, fuck. Like, it just comes out hard regardless. Like, you can't put that in a conversation and not sound like, oh, he's aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Like, fuck. Fuck him up. Like, that just sounds aggressive.
Fuck is a hard word. You know, it's just
even when you say it.
It's the capital F.
Even if you try to say it.
It's a hard F.
Yeah. Even if you try to say it very non-hard ass, it just sounds like...
Yeah, you're fucking ridiculous. I'm offended.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having so much fun. We have so many articles we got to get into. So we're going to start talking about them real quick because we're going to get into this shit.
Yeah, let's go.
We got a lot of stuff. First of all, we want to talk about... I got a Dear Mr. Direct coming up to you about masturbating, getting off with a flaccid dick.
Mm. Oh.
So that's going to come up for you guys.
Yeah.
How are you going to masturbate with a flaccid dick?
It's cold outside.
People do it all the time. Okay. You know what I mean?
We're going to talk about erectile dysfunction from watching too much porn.
Yes. Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
I think that is a problem. You watch too much porn, you can't get your dick up. There's a problem with that. I don't think it's really a problem with the porn. I think it's the porn they're watching.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
I
Ridiculous.
Think it's the porn they're watching.
Nah. It might be
because
the porn they're watching.
If you're watching big, and then we're going to talk about boofing.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll talk about boofing.
Lord.
No. We're going to talk about that.
We're going to get an education.
Boofing. I mean,
we're definitely going to talk about boofing.
This is going to be interesting.
It's going to be some shit.
I just want to meet the first guy that did that. Like,
hold on. I got to get through this piece real quick. you fucked it all up.
Oh,
and then we're going to talk about putting crystals in your vagina to make them a magical place.
Mm.
Your vagina?
Which I always thought a vagina was a magical place anyway.
First of all, the best. It's called healing crystals, and it's not only for the vagina.
You can put it in your ass, too?
Yeah.
That's some freaky shit.
Why limit your market? Why limit your market?
And we're going to talk about the 7 sex positions for beginners. This article is the biggest bullshit article. You know what? Fuck that. We're going to get into that shit right now. This is the biggest bullshit I saw of all the fucking articles. This article was beyond bullshit. Mutual masturbation?
Yes, I saw that.
Are you fucking kidding?
Mr. Direct.
No.
Woo!
How can you say that mutual masturbation is sex? It's not.
It's not.
I mean, if you're in high school, you know.
I'm going to rub you out while you jerk me off. Get the fuck out of here. If he's never had sex before, it's not going to take her long to get him off.
Yeah, that's true.
Put some lotion on his hand.
Oh my God, that's lotion? That's Johnson & Johnson.
For your arrogance, for your getting off.
That's good shit.
I need my cocoa butter. That's all I need.
But how can you possibly say, like, when you go through all the different positions, there's no way, you got to make sure you turn the volume down. That's going to register.
Okay.
But there's no way you could possibly tell me or you could say to anyone else that mutual masturbation, and that's the one that stuck me, because they got so far out of the box that they started naming shit that basically wasn't even sex. It was like, I don't need you in a room. I could just do it by myself.
No, but here's the thing. Like, the title... No. The title of the article is 7 Sex Positions for Beginners.
Beginners!
I hear you.
I'm mad that there's a book
about
this.
But the thing is, it's just like, how many times do women complain, and maybe men too, that there's not enough foreplay?
No man ever complains about that. No. We don't. There's no complaining about that.
If you're not sucking my dick long enough, there's a problem.
You want me to put it in?
get me to at least halfway. Like, you're going.
That's it?
That's not foreplay, though. That's sex.
Nurse. Yeah. What is your...
Well,
Harry, did that fuck with you?
Yeah, it definitely did.
What is your technical thoughts on this? You got to talk into the mic. You can't. Yeah, there you go.
My technical thoughts on that. I don't recall ever studying that in school. And I don't recall it was a question on the nursing board either. But
keep going. So, technically. I read the article and I kept looking for the other half of it because, like she said, it said, you know, the 7 positions. And I'm like, wait a minute, these aren't any positions. There was one position you were laying there, and then the rest was like,
To get notifications when we go live, you first have to like our page. After that, select the arrow next to following, scroll down to the pin next to notifications. Now, select all lives post, then click done.
Preparation for sex, though.
I'm sorry, missionary. All right.
There's a lot of dead fish in a bed. I've discovered that over my years of experimenting.
This is sounding very one-sided. Guys are really fucking lazy in the bedroom.
I don't know what guys you mess with, but you know.
I will attest to that because I'm fucking lazy.
I think the mutual masturbation thing is important because it's just like, listen, I'm going to fucking show you. I'm going to give you a map of what you should do, because how many times are you in the bed, Muffy, tell me,
right.
Yes or no.
She's right.
Why are you saying Muffy? Like, Debbie's down there. She's a clinical nurse.
You didn't learn that in nurse school.
They don't even know where the clitoris is. Yeah. That's why you got to do the mutual masturbation to start.
Yeah, we didn't learn that in nursing school. That wasn't a part of school.
We were not taking turns before sex begins. Like,
speak to him, Harry.
You rub me and I'll rub you. We're not doing that. No. You at a certain age, you should be able to know what you got to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Seven positions for beginners.
I think masturbation's good.
What'd you say?
I think the mutual masturbation is good. It's smart because men are idiots when it comes to the clitoris.
Thank you, honey.
I appreciate that. Embarrass me in front of everybody.
Here we talking about I'm already hard. If you touch me, that's you. That's not me.
If we do that mutual masturbation thing, you know what's going to happen, right? You're going to touch me and I'm going to be done and you're going to be like, what happened? I'm going to be like, oh, well.
Okay. Oh, well.
I got mine. Yeah, that's the issue.
Joel Charles.
Uh-huh.
What's your take on it, Joel Charles?
First of all, the man that you was messing with, okay, they didn't know what they was doing. If you mess with a black man, they didn't know exactly what they're doing, all right?
Oh, shit.
The tongue, first of all, the tongue play is just fantastic with us.
You got to remember, Harry, this is beginners, though.
Yeah.
If you talk to the typical guy that's a beginner, he ain't eating the pussy.
You're right.
Oh, that's you're crazy. True.
No.
If this is his first or second time, he ain't eating pussy.
Yeah, right.
Wait. Mr. Direct, the first time you...
Beers nowadays, they diving in the pussy as soon as they get a chance.
You crazy.
Listen, no way.
First of all, I lost my pussy-eating virginity to a white woman.
Uh-huh.
So I blame white women for that shit.
Was it all that I dreamed of?
Because before that, it was black women, and not one black woman ever said, eat the pussy. But every white woman was like, do you eat pussy? It was like, what? Only white people, women want their pussy eaten?
It's like a questionnaire. Like,
all women. You're Latina, so I can't ask you that. Muffy and Debbie.
All women.
What?
All women.
Deb, tell us. I mean, I like a good pussy.
You want me clinically speaking?
Yeah, we want the clinical. The clinical
theory. You want the clinical theory? I would say, all women, yes.
Yeah, thank you. If you know how to lick a pussy.
I'm good.
But you want to know something?
All men, like, they did something. Hey, all women going to do it. Y'all got them ones that half-ass it. Okay, yeah. I'm done. And you'd be like, yo, what, that's it? You'd be like, I really don't like doing it. Like, that's not fun.
No.
I come up with a whole face look like I've been diving.
Yeah, I think true. So.
But as that's a beginner, we're going
to You're just fucking happy you're there, Harry.
I know. Yeah. But that's why we can't do that mutual masturbation thing, because I'm going to be finished by the time you even get started.
Well, that's true.
You rub me a good three times. Like,
that's a problem in America.
American Pie style. You know, you're going to be up there like, that. Wait, you done? I'm going to be like, yep. And I might go outside and smoke a cigarette.
Yep.
Harry, you tell him you got 4 minutes. That's all you got. You got 4 minutes.
If this is my first time, she got 3 minutes.
4 minutes to get this right.
This is like a heavyweight match. Like, she might blow on it. Like, remember when girls used to, like, you be driving them in the car and they touch your leg? Your shit get hard as a rock when you was a kid. Man. Oh, my God, she about to pull it out.
You know what the problem is? Mm-hmm. And I was talking to someone else about this the other day. People don't, a lot of people, men and women, run away from sexual chemistry because they are this, I don't want to have just sex. Mm. They don't appreciate the whole entire, we're naturally attracted to each other. There's a natural, like, literally there are, I've met enough women that, like, I'm like, but you're attracted to him. Yeah, but he can't give me what I want. And but I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? Yes. They will fight raw.
Say that again.
He can't
that
give
there's
me-
a sexual chemistry between these couples.
Yes.
And the,
he can't,
the individual, man or woman.
Man or woman, it's okay, well, I want this or I want that. And like, there's a lot of things that they put in place of it.
Right.
And but they'll end up marrying someone who there's no sexual compatible. Tons of people get married and have no
sex.
Because one guy's like, the girl or a guy is like, I love to have sex. I want to do it.
Got a high.
And the opposite is like, you know what? I gave it to you once. Leave me the fuck alone.
Good. Got a high. I got a high.
Yeah. And people get married because I don't.
I agree with that.
I think enough people take the time to have a discussion. What type of sex life do you really want?
Exactly.
What type of sex life do you? Because I'm sorry. If someone says, I want it 5 times a week and the other person's like, I could do it once a month. What the fuck's wrong with you?
But I don't think that's a problem. That's not
we're going to have to console and figure this out.
Who's here married? Married?
I'm married.
You guys are married. And I don't think that it's about, like, I'd love to have sex, honestly, a lot more than I am. But the thing is that so many things get in the way because you're married, you're working, you have kids and everything like that. Let me just tell you something. If I had, like, that's why vacation sex is the best sex. When do you have the best sex? Vacation sex.
I don't know what a vacation is.
I haven't gone on vacation with a woman yet. I haven't been on vacation in my life.
Yeah.
she's talking about in my dreams. Like, wait, you can have sex on vacation?
Yeah. No, vacation sex is like your catch-up sex. You're just like, all right, well, let's get it.
Well, you know why? Because you could be reckless. Because you know you don't have to go anywhere for the next days.
Exactly.
You could basically fuck everywhere like you did when you were 16 years old.
Right.
My mama ain't home. She got the biggest bed. Let's go.
Yeah.
But I think
room to sprawl the fuck out. Let's go.
See, I think the key is, though,
in my mask, what happened? You're like, I don't know.
What are you saying,
what do you mean, mama? You know what it's...
This is your bed. I'm supposed to know how it's broken. Maybe you rolled over once, two, twice, but Uncle Tom, Uncle John, everybody uncle when they come over to that damn house.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying my mom was a hoe, but I'm just saying, so, everybody's uncle.
The one, and the one that it was like, when I read the article, the one part that really pissed me off was when it said missionary. Like, people didn't know that missionary was an option.
Oh, yeah. Come in.
Like,
come on.
Like, oh, I didn't know that I could fuck missionary. Like, I think everybody knows that instinctually.
If you're not doing missionary, then you shouldn't be having sex.
Here's the wild part about it. Even if, when you say that, even if it's the woman on top, because sometimes you get the woman that's a little bit more aggressive, she's like, fuck it, I know what I'm doing. I'll get on top.
You know hey, I mean? Nothing's like a good doggy style, though, you know?
Now,
get right in there and jam it.
Now, let me say this, though.
Get right in there and jam it.
If you a beginner, be careful with doggy style.
What is it?
You're going to be done in 20 seconds if you're a beginner. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that may be you.
That's a problem for the women.
Yeah. If you're a beginner, stay away from doggy style. It's not for you, all right? You ain't advanced yet. You know what I mean?
Masturbate and then.
Yeah, there, then you get there. You got to work your way up to that. You know, you got to take
it
slow.
I agree with you, Mr. Direct. That it's
put the dollar up.
Yeah, it's true.
Put the dollar up. Put the dollar up. We've already had one mistake. Put the dollar up.
I'm gonna put the fucking dollar up.
But I'm holding everybody accountable. You say the wrong name on stage, you put the dollar. But no, the reason why I say that is because it. I thought this was going to be interesting, where it would explain positions that we never thought of.
Mm.
Like, we didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. And I think mutual masturbation is naturally when you're making out.
Yeah.
You know, like when you do that when you're like 10 years old. Like, I kissed a girl for the first time. We finally ran to third base. She ain't going to let me fuck. She's playing with my dick. I'm playing with her pussy. It just seems natural.
Right.
It didn't seem like you were telling me something I didn't know.
But to your
remember
point,
remember humping with clothes on? Yeah, girl, you feel that?
Wait,
that's my can of soda. Yeah, not ask me. Not ask me.
Yo, this is why.
But I think that missionary style is the most instinctual position. Where it's just like, this has to go in something, and this seems to be
the wettest,
easiest way. I say doggy's instinctual.
Oh, Lord.
Really? Wow.
Muffy's a bad girl. Okay.
I'll howl to that.
Muffy, what did you say?
She said it's instinctual. I think doggy's more instinctual than missionary.
Really?
Yeah. How do you think? Why do you say that?
It's more animalistic, I think. You know, like, it's the best.
If I wasn't married, I swear I'd say, oh, Lord.
Thumbs up for that.
Yes, I agree with that.
If you're black or Latin, maybe, because you get an obsession with big booties.
Exactly.
No.
So first thing I'm going to do is turn around and smack it from behind and watch you jiggle.
No, I think men want to do that. Women, speaking for the Latinas here, just like, again, let's go back to the word beginner. You want to look into the man's eyes. There's got to be some.
As a man, I want to look into the back of your head.
Muffy disagreed with you on that one.
Tell me. What? No, we were just saying what's more instinctual. I think maybe doggy style is more instinctual.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think doggy, because you.
You got to work up the doggy style.
Wait. Come on, first of all.
But it's not for beginners. It
depends on
how
old you are.
No, it really is for beginners.
It's not for beginners. Because let me tell you something.
Not anymore.
When you're young, you ain't taking care of your shit that well to be busting out with those type of positions. Because certain positions, you're going to be smelling shit you don't want to smell.
You ain't never lie.
Listen.
I'm sorry, it happens. I'm not trying to be grotesque, but there are positions where you know you're like, ooh, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Well,
it happens.
That only happens.
Oh!